All right, so we just got out of Star Wars Rogue One opening night. Freaking cool movie, man. This is Adrian with the Green Screen of Death. I'm here with my little bro, Kyle.
Hello, this is Kyle.
So what did you think, man?
Oh, man, the movie was amazing. I loved it. For me personally, it took a little bit to get into it, but once it started getting going, I was like teleported back into the Star Wars universe.
Yeah.
And it was just like the others, the same love that JJ had and Lucas puts into it, you know, shone through.
Oh, totally, man. I felt the same way. It took maybe about 10-15 minutes for me to really have it sink in that we were watching a Star Wars movie. One of the things is the score is a different composer, right? So it almost felt like imitation Star Wars music, but the score is phenomenal. Like, they really nail the emotional beats with the help of the score, and they really walk the line. But yeah, I really, really enjoyed it, man. Kick-ass time. Did you have any concerns coming into it?
I didn't have any concerns personally because Gareth Edwards is a director I'm a big fan of, and he has a lot of like beautiful art sets and cinematography. All his shots are pretty beautiful in his last movie, so I was pretty happy going into it myself.
Yeah, man, and the he knows how to shoot for scale. Like, he knows when to keep it small, and he knows when to blow it up and make it big. Like, there's quiet moments in this film and big moments that I think he's learned a lot from making his first movie. What's it called? Monsters or something like that. And then he made Godzilla, of course. I love Godzilla. I know you're a big fan.
Yeah,
so he definitely learned a lot from his first movies. Just a great director. Can't wait to watch more of whatever he does next.
Oh yeah, for sure. Me too.
Yeah. Was there any character that stole it for you?
They all kind of had a moment for me. Like, doesn't sounds like cop out, but it definitely isn't.
Yeah.
Because each character, as the movie goes on, you get to know more about their story and who they are. And for me, that each like had the beautiful moment and really contributed to the cause. So I was like, yeah, I was blown away, man. Like, yeah, every character I was a pretty big fan of, and
yeah,
I was rooting for him the whole time.
Yeah, man. My two favorites were probably Donnie Yen and Alan Tudyk's character. Probably butchering his name, but man, I love that stuff. And the way the characters came together and the way they went through the mission was very reminiscent of like old school samurai films and of course Western cowboy films. Did you pick up on any of those vibes at all?
Oh yeah, definitely. I felt that, you know, remind me of the Seven Samurai for sure.
Totally.
Yeah.
Yeah. And it's just little things that remind you of that, right? Like, it's not the same movie by any means, but just some of the character beats and even some of the dialogue, you know?
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, yeah. You can definitely see the inspiration from some of the old great movies for sure.
Ben Mendelsohn plays the bad guy in this movie. What did you think of him?
Oh man, I'm a huge fan of Ben Mendelsohn. You know, he did Startup.
Yeah.
And he also did
The Place Beyond the Pines.
Yeah, Place Beyond the Pines and Killing Them Softly.
Yeah.
All his roles, I'm just a huge fan of the guy. And yeah, I was super happy for him for getting a big role in the Star Wars movie.
Yeah.
And he did really well, like, played his character very well.
Yeah.
You know, he killed it for sure.
Yeah, he's the perfect villain, you know. He's got that quiet, rage inside him. You can see and hear it in his voice. Even when he's not raising his voice, you know that he's pissed off, and you know he's about to do some evil stuff.
Yeah, definitely.
Mads Mikkelsen plays the father of Felicity Jones's character. Yeah. What's her name? Jyn Erso?
Yeah.
What did you think of Mads in this
movie? Oh, man, Mads. Yeah, it's funny. I feel like I keep repeating myself, but I'm just another big fan of Mads as well.
Yeah.
You know, for me, I first saw him in the James Bond film.
Yeah.
And then he got other roles, like in Hannibal and a couple other really good roles.
Doctor Strange recently.
Oh, yeah, Doctor Strange. And, yeah, he was amazing, man. Just perfectly cast, played his role perfectly. Yeah, very happy with his performance, for sure.
Totally. Felicity Jones did a pretty good job, too, right?
Yeah, definitely. For me, too, kind of like the movie itself at first. At first, I was, you know, kind of questioning it, or, like, you know, I'm like, can she play this big role, a hero in a Star Wars movie? But as the movie progresses, like the other characters, she really gains traction, and you get to know her more, and she wins you over.
Oh, big time. Yeah, I thought she did a great job, and she's going to be a really nice female role model for, you know, young girls and boys, too. I think that's what we need in blockbusters, right? Like, that's something I believe that Disney is really aiming for with Star Wars franchise, and I think that's an awesome thing.
Oh yeah, definitely too, and it's more along the lines of like the big cinematic performance in front of a large audience, because you know there at first it seemed like there's a lot of the young adult books like Hunger Games and the Divergent series where they're just kind of more. They're made, yeah, for the young adult, the young girl and young boys. But, you know, these female heroes are starting to show up in the big films, the billion-dollar films, where they're going to get a bigger audience and, you know, not just people going to see Hunger Games or Divergent will see this movie and, you know, get to see that brilliant female hero.
Yeah, for sure. Let's talk a little bit about some of the weaponry and the ships we saw in this movie. We're going to be deliberately vague here because we want it to be all a surprise for anybody listening. But if you've seen it, you're going to know what we're talking about. We see some ships and some weapons we haven't seen before. How cool is that to get, like, for us, this is a look at the past in the Star Wars universe. But we're seeing some new stuff on screen and new ways of destruction. What did you think of all that?
Oh, that was really cool because that was a concern for myself as well. Because, you know, technically their technology would be older than the first movie we ever seen going back to Episode 4, right? So for me, I'm like, how are they going to do that? And they did a really good job with the ships we saw, some of them old, some of them new, but they didn't seem like they outdid the technology, which is good for like the type that analyzes like I do sometimes. So yeah, they did a really good job of, you know, keeping it old but new.
Yeah, totally. And we got to see some familiar faces. We won't name any names here, but it was cool to see a few familiar faces pop up in this story. And that was just a blast.
Oh yeah, for sure. Like it's, you know, it's seeing your old friends from childhood, essentially the ones that the ones that you watched growing up, and it was awesome. Man, it's like seeing an old friend.
Yeah, there's battle scenes in here where I was watching it and I was going, man, like our little nieces and nephews, this is going to be their Star Wars. This is going to be what they watch over and over again. And draw inspiration from and have a lot of fun with. So did any of that cross your mind as well with our young ones and our family?
Oh, yeah, definitely. And for me, that's what I think about quite often. Because when the Disney purchased purchased the rights to Star Wars, I was really happy with that, because that legacy of telling these Star Wars stories that Lucas started, you know, it's gonna keep going, and you know, there's a good chance even, you know, our nephews and nieces, their kids will hopefully get to see us, considering the fact they're making a Star Wars land. So they're going to have to keep building the brand and keep expanding it and keep telling the stories, which I'm very happy about, because this is like my favorite franchise, you know, growing up as a kid.
Oh, totally. Totally. And yeah, I think this is a really nice revisit to the universe we love and grew up with. And that's what I really got from this movie, is that the characters were so, they were so well constructed. Like, you said it earlier, they all got a chance to shine kind of thing. And I think that just goes to show how much Edwards knows his audience and knows what to feed us and knows that he doesn't need to tell us every little detail. He gives us just enough with these characters. And it's enough to love them all, I thought.
Yeah, definitely. I think... And the cool thing, too, is that you don't... The beautiful thing about this, since it's standalone, you don't need to be a fan of the Star Wars franchise, and you don't need to know the entire history to enjoy it. They give you, you know, they give you enough backstory on each character to the point where you get to know them, just like we did. So anyone who's, you know, who's a stranger to the Star Wars franchise still can come and watch this and enjoy it.
Cool. Yeah, exactly, man. Spot on. It's getting pretty cold out here, and it's pretty late, so I think we better move to wrap it up. Any final thoughts you had on the movie at all?
This is one that I definitely recommend to everyone of all ages. And yeah, regardless if they like Star Wars or not, I'm pretty sure everyone can get something from this and enjoy it.
Yeah, I agree, man. Especially Star Wars fans. Like, I cannot imagine true blue Star Wars fan not having a great time with this.
Yeah.
It's a freaking blast. And, as I hinted at before, a very emotional journey. Like, Edwards really knows when to restrain himself and when to let loose. So that's pretty cool.
Nice.
But I guess we better wrap it up. And next up, we'll have Bill joining us for the second half. Thanks very much for doing this, bro, and I appreciate it. And it's awesome watching this with you. It's something we can share. And we'll tell all our young ones and our family all about it.
Yeah, definitely. For sure. Thank you.
All right. Peace out, man. Okay, so we're back for the second half of the review of Star Wars Rogue One. Here with Bill this time. What up, man?
The talent!
The talent is
back.
I said
I wouldn't say it, but I did anyway.
There you go, man.
What's up, man? How you doing?
Good. I'm exhausted.
You are a fucking trooper, sir.
Yeah. I just watched Rogue One twice in a row.
Yeah?
Man, and I just changed seats the second time around because I squished between two bros who are just like posturing and like didn't want to budge. So
flex.
Yeah, I was like, I'm not gonna deal with these vibes.
You went up way up front, right?
Oh, dude, yeah. So now my neck's a little bit sore. My eyes, like, for a while, I got a little cross-eyed. And
nice. Oh. Yeah, I can't sit that close.
No.
So yeah, I had my usual J, first seat on the aisle.
There you go.
J.
Nice.
Yeah.
Nice. So what did you think, man?
It was good.
Yeah.
I didn't think it was great, though.
Okay.
I had some problems with it.
Yeah.
I just, first off, I thought it didn't want to be a Star Wars film.
It felt like that, for sure.
It didn't want to use any of the music. None of the typical Star Wars stuff that starts the film was there. It just felt like the music was like a little bit like the Star Wars music,
mm-hmm.
but it wasn't.
Yeah.
And it took me out of the film.
Yeah. To me, it felt like knockoff Star Wars music.
Yeah, so I'm watching it, and I'm like, this... Like, the first 15 minutes didn't feel like a Star Wars film to me.
Yeah.
I was like, this almost feels like Guardians of the Galaxy or something.
Yeah.
It was weird.
Yeah, Kyle and me said the same thing.
Yeah.
First 10 or 15 minutes, we were nervous. We're like, oh, what do we sign up for here? This,
I was not vibing well with it.
Yeah.
They were introducing too many characters all at once. All these new, like, planets.
Yeah.
And I'm just like, I don't remember that. Stop.
Yeah.
I gotta stop.
Yeah.
You're doing too much.
Oh, totally. Yeah, if there's any complaints I have about the film, it's the pacing for the first two acts, because it's just bam, 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 bam,
yeah.
And the audience doesn't have a chance to breathe.
It's not like it's not like Alderaan or something like that. We know that.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
And Yavin 4, we knew that one.
But, yeah.
But I'm just like, I don't know any of this stuff.
Yeah.
I don't know any of these characters. Slow down.
Yeah. Yeah.
But once that kind of happened, I kind of got into the groove of it, and I liked it.
Yeah.
I just don't think, unfortunately, I don't think it's even close to being as good as Force Awakens.
No, it's
not. I love Force Awakens.
Yeah.
This didn't feel quite as good.
Yeah.
It's still good.
Yeah.
But it feels like, I don't know, like a little bit lesser than Empire.
Yeah, I'm okay with that, yeah.
But I'd probably say Force Awakens and Empire are kind of like my go-to movies. This one felt like lesser than those. Maybe even lesser than Episode 4.
Oh, really? Okay, yeah.
Like, I'm thinking like 4 out of 5.
Yeah.
For a rating.
Yeah.
And I was not expecting that.
Yeah, same here.
Maybe this will get better on a repeat viewing because I kind of knew stuff going in. But as you said, it felt really rushed. That first act, it's just like, damn.
Yeah.
But it's still good. Like, I don't really have much else to say bad about it. It just felt like it didn't want to be a Star Wars film, and I don't like that.
Yeah.
It's a Star Wars film. It's episode 3.5.
Yeah, exactly.
It's that's what it should be.
Yeah.
So, I don't know.
Yeah. I totally see where you're coming from, and I felt a lot of the same kind of vibes as I was watching it. And it really stuck out like a sore thumb, especially on the second viewing. I was just like, I've seen this already, and I'm having a hard time keeping up.
Yeah.
And,
oh, good. I thought it was just me.
Yeah, no.
That's good.
No. It's just go, 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 bang, bang, bang.
Yeah.
But I really enjoyed the way the characters came together, like our main heroes of the story. And I enjoyed each and every one of them. So I think that's the big strength in this movie is the characters.
It's a giant multicultural cast
of
really good character actors.
Yeah.
Like, Diego Luna is in a Star Wars film.
Yeah.
That's cool.
That's super cool,
Donnie
man.
Yen is in a Star Wars. Donnie Yen!
Yeah, dude.
Yes!
He owns in this one, too.
He owns. I'm just like, and if you want to get, like, not multicultural, Ben fucking Mendelsohn.
Yeah. Yeah.
Personification of evil.
Yeah. And he's, like, super indie darling, too, right?
Yeah.
Like, he's not the big blockbuster guy.
Yeah,
so.
It's, the character and Felicity Jones,
yeah,
worked really well.
Yeah.
Mads Mikkelsen, everybody worked.
Yeah,
I just didn't know who they were.
Yeah, yeah, and how do you say his name? Alan Tudyk.
Yeah,
he's. I think him and Andy Serkis need to make a movie together. That would just be the ultimate because he's got the most amazing voiceover talent.
Yeah.
I loved his character to bits.
Yeah, K2 was cool, man.
Yeah, yeah.
What'd you think of the direction from Gareth Edwards?
I enjoyed it. I thought he did a good job of delivering the big emotional beats.
Yeah.
And the action stuff was awesome.
Like, yeah.
I was right into
it. With a couple of visual nods to the first movies.
Yeah.
Which I quite enjoyed.
Yeah.
I liked the... They go to a big city, and it feels like they're in Mos Eisley, but it's like a bigger area.
Yeah.
Everybody's kind of dressed the same. I'm like, that's cool. I like the little references.
Yeah.
But I thought he was good. I thought he was the person I was most scared about.
Oh, yeah.
Because say what you say about Gareth Edwards, but he's never done a Star Wars film. Big film. Like,
yeah.
Godzilla was a big film, but this was a big film.
Yeah, massive.
I thought he delivered.
Oh, big time.
Yeah.
Yeah. And getting back to the score, like we kind of talked about how it felt like imitation Star Wars at first. But once I settled into the movie, And when it counted the most, the musical cues, I thought, delivered in a big way. So
yeah, but if you want to make it its own movie, why don't you get a really adventurous score person to make this really kick-ass original score that just blows everything out of the water? It makes you feel great.
Yeah.
Like, why not?
Yeah.
Like we talked about Jackie last episode.
That was, on another level.
Why did Mike Levi do a score for Star Wars?
Yeah. That would be pretty sweet.
Yeah, like something original. Like, yeah. If you're going to do it, go the whole way.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Not some, like, play the first three bars and then change the next two. It felt really weird.
Yeah. It was disjointing, to say the least. What else did you enjoy about the movie?
It's hard not to get into spoilers here.
It is.
Because a lot of the stuff I enjoyed was those little wink-winks.
Oh, yeah.
But I can't really say anything.
Yeah, a couple little winks, little nods.
Yeah.
How about one thing we can talk about that's spoiler-free? Where we are in the story, we're in the future, right?
Yeah.
And this is a look in the past. And they include a lot of, like, weapons and vehicles that are no longer around, right? They're kind of antiques by that measure, and you get to see some weapons we haven't seen before, and I thought that was really cool.
I'm gonna be really vague here. One of the final shots of the film was a really weird sly reference to the Lars von Trier film Melancholia. Count it. I'm right on that.
Yeah,
if you've seen the movie Melancholia, you understand.
Yeah
Cool. It's interesting.
That's right.
I think I wanted this to be better.
Yeah.
I don't like saying that, but it was good. But I don't know, after Force Awakens last year, I think I expected greatness.
Yeah. Well, the bar is set pretty high, right? Yeah. One thing that'll be a sore spot, for some people, and I'm going to be deliberately vague here. It's been hinted at on Twitter all week long, is there's a special effects bit that some people either are okay with or really, really bothers some people.
I was fine with it.
You okay with that?
Yeah, I was cool with it.
Yeah.
I knew something like that was going to happen.
Yeah.
I knew they were going to do it. I was ready for it.
Yeah.
It was fine.
Yeah.
I've seen worse.
Yeah.
It was good.
Yeah. I thought it was okay, but then it distracted me a little bit, but not enough to really bother me that much.
What'd you think of Vader?
Vader is cool.
Yeah?
Yeah. I'll sign up for more Vader anytime, man.
Yeah. Thank you for this movie reminding me how awesome Vader is.
Yeah.
Because Vader is awesome.
Yeah, totally.
Yeah. And this is like young Vader.
Yeah. That's right.
Young Vader's a badass.
He's totally badass. Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, so good.
Yeah.
Yeah, Lost to Love.
Oh, yeah.
Lost to Love.
Yeah, totally.
Just enough to bring it down a bit.
Yeah.
I'm keeping it real here.
Yeah.
I'm not going to sugarcoat this.
There you go.
I am a Star Wars fanboy, but
yeah,
I think people want the truth on this one. So,
oh, totally.
Yeah.
Yeah, and that's what we're always committed to delivering that. One thing I talked about with Kyle is the there was the way the team got together and the way they moved together to finish the mission and everything. I got a real good vibe, like I was watching an old samurai or Western film. Did you pick up on any of that at all?
Definitely got the Western vibe off of it.
Yeah.
Which is, you know, he stole the idea off Kurosawa anyway, so it's, totally. It's very fitting.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And they don't really try to hide it either.
No, it's definitely cool.
Yeah.
The ballsy female lead is awesome.
Yeah.
Keep on doing that, Star Wars.
Totally.
I love that.
Yeah.
But, I'm happy it's over. I love these Star Wars films, man.
Yeah.
Even if this one isn't quite what I wanted,
yeah,
I still really like it. Can't wait to own the Blu-ray and watch it 20 times.
Oh, totally.
And it's a great time to be a geek, man.
Oh, totally.
I fucking love this shit.
Yeah, man. And I think that, I know for sure, like, I have nieces and nephews. They're all, like, you know, 8 years and under kind of thing. I think they're really going to dig the hell out of this one. And for them, that'll be, this will be like their Star Wars. Like, yeah. The Force Awakens and this one is going to be theirs. And I can see them doing the same thing I used to do, which is throw it in the Blu-ray player and watch it over and over and over again. I think there's a lot to enjoy here.
I don't know about you, but I wore out tapes. VHS tapes.
Yeah, we did too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Till they didn't track properly because I'd watched it 50 times.
Yeah. I had a tradition every single morning. I'd wake up early. I didn't even have an alarm clock set. And I'd watch Star Wars on Betamax.
Nice.
And I'd watch like the opening 15 minutes every single morning without fail. I'd go get my cereal, sit down in the living room, just me. It was like, you know, 5:30, 6 in the morning. And I watch that before school every single day.
Nice.
So, yeah, who knows? Maybe my nieces and nephews will do the same for this one and Force Awakens. Who knows?
I love that the community comes together once a year and watches Star Wars.
Yeah.
That's so great.
It's cool.
Yeah.
It has good vibes in there, you know. Everybody totally. Is really excited to see it.
Yeah, there was some cosplay.
Yeah, cosplay, nice, yeah. That's cool to see. And yeah. Applause at the end, which you don't always see. So yeah. That was cool. I don't think there was applause after the first screening. So maybe the later crowd is a bit more rowdy.
I don't know if this is a spoiler, but right at the beginning, people were waiting for something, and it didn't happen.
Yeah.
I think that kind of deflated the crowd.
I think so.
Yeah, I really do. As I said, it's trying not to be a Star Wars film.
Yeah.
And it threw me off.
Yeah, it's a weird, weird
first
balance.
Act. Yeah. The first act.
Yeah. It kind of stumbles out of the gates.
Yeah.
Yeah. But yeah, once it gets going, I had a good time.
Me too.
I have no problem saying that I love the film. And kind of wish I only saw it once tonight. Just because I had a long day. I'm tired. Had a long week. And of course, you know, the first act is kind of weak. So that's tough.
kind of wish I'd seen it in 2D.
Yeah. Yeah.
3D was useless.
It's a lot of ghosting in this one.
Yeah. There was a scene where Donnie Yen was sitting down, and I could see his face moving back and forth.
Yeah.
It was really weird and distracting.
Yeah.
Yeah, 2D.
Yeah.
Yeah, even we saw it in 3D IMAX, which I was kind of hoping they'd play that 5-minute preview of Dunkirk.
I was hoping that, too. That's kind of why I signed up for IMAX.
Yeah, me too, but they didn't play it. Supposedly it's only on film.
Oh, jeez.
Fuck you, Christopher Nolan. I love 70mm, but man, 10 places can play that in North America. Come on.
That's weak sauce, dude.
Yeah. But good time.
Yeah.
It's really cold out.
It is cold out here, dude. Yeah.
We're standing outside the theater. Yeah. And it's freezing.
Yeah.
So if you were to rate it, what would you rate it?
I'd probably give it about a 4 out of 5.
Cool. I think that's about right. Yeah. It's fun.
Yeah. Yeah, it's a good time.
Yeah.
I was very happy with the end result, and Gareth Edwards, I thought, was able to exercise his own voice in this film, which is what I wanted. I didn't want him to be just a studio stand-in.
No.
Like they do with the Marvel movies. So,
you know what, though? Right after I got out of Force Awakens last year, I wanted to go and see it again.
Yeah, I remember that.
I really wanted to go jump into theater and go and watch it again. We recorded the podcast, and I'm like, fuck, there's a show starting in 10 minutes.
Yeah.
I want to go and see it, but I didn't.
Yeah.
I don't really want to see this again.
Oh, okay.
I'm going to wait a couple days, maybe a week.
Yeah.
Then check it out again, hopefully with like fresher eyes.
Yeah.
And maybe I'll like it more, but as of right now, I think that's the telltale sign right there.
Mm-hmm.
I don't really want to go and see it again right away.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, and that's...
Take that for what it is.
Yeah. I think that's just an honest take, and I can't argue with you on that one.
Even though you did.
Even though I did. Yeah, well, I said earlier, I kind of wish I only saw it once.
Yeah, man, you're a trooper. I'll give you that.
Yeah, that's right. But yeah, go Star Wars, man.
Yeah, totally. Yeah, great time to be a geek.
Yeah, man, for sure. I'm just thinking, like, in baseball terms, that was like a solid double in the gap, you know.
I think it was a ground rule double.
Ground rule double. There you go. Okay, yeah.
Yeah.
Smoked it out into the right center.
Yeah.
Bounced over the fence.
Yeah, It's not a triple.
Yeah, no, not a triple. No, not a home run.
No, but yeah. Still definitely a good hit, man.
Yeah, for sure. For sure. I agree.
Curious what kind of money it's going to make.
Yeah.
This one doesn't feel episode 7-ish.
No. No, not at all.
No.
It's...
like, there were still seats available.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah.
I was surprised by that. Like, the first three rows were empty, yeah, pretty much.
So. Whereas episode 7 was a gong show.
Yeah, it was jam-packed.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We'll see what happens next year.
Yeah, for sure.
Maybe the thrill of Star Wars is over.
I don't know.
I sure hope not.
Yeah.
I'm having fun.
Yeah, me too, man. Me too. Maybe these people need to consume their Star Wars every 4 months the way they do with Marvel.
Yeah.
Who knows?
That Guardians of the Galaxy 2 trailer is really good, by the way.
Yeah, that's an awesome
trailer. I hadn't seen
that. Okay,
that's
nice.
Really good.
It's awesome.
Can't wait for that.
Yeah. What's his name? Bautista, yeah, with his comedic bit at the end?
Yeah. And
so funny.
Jeez, that Transformers 5
whatever
5
they're on.
Trailer is awful.
It's garbage.
What the hell is that?
Yeah.
It's just like yeah, shit hitting everything. Terrible.
Optimus Prime kills Bumblebee in the trailer. At the end, he goes, "Forgive me."
That's not a spoiler.
Yeah. He's apologizing already for the movie he just made.
Yeah.
And the Fast Fate.
Fate of the Furious.
Fate of the Furious. What did you think of that trailer?
Looks awful.
Yeah, it's become full parody at this point.
Yeah, whatever happened to them just racing cars?
Yeah.
And fixing cars.
Yeah.
And challenging each other.
Yeah.
Now it's just, what can we blow up?
Yeah.
Stupid.
Yeah. It's become XXX / James Bond.
And you know you have nothing when Vin Diesel's the enemy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's dumb.
Yeah.
I'm thinking it's going to be like a Scooby-Doo ending, and it's going to be his sister ripping off the mask at the end, and it was her the whole time.
It's a Wayne's World ending.
That's right.
God.
Oh, man.
So terrible.
Yeah. I think we talked enough about Fate of the Furious or whatever the hell that stupid movie's called. Cool.
All right, let's wrap this up. I'm freezing.
Yeah, man, it's cold. I still need to upload this. People can find you online, right, on Twitter?
Yeah, I'm on Twitter, at SoundJam69. Say hi.
Cool, and I'm at Adrian_Charlie. The show has a Twitter account. We're at @TheGreen_Screen. We're also on Facebook. You can find us on iTunes, Stitcher, TuneIn Radio, as well as Google Play. Run a search for The Green Screen of Death. Throw us a like and a comment. That'll help us find a wider audience, and we'd appreciate that. So thanks for checking us out. We hope you stick with us, and we'll talk with you next time.
Peace.